WSGW and you, the Thursday edition. Thanks for joining in with the morning team of Charlie and Denise and Pat on WSGW. Our Thursday morning conversation for Saginaw Spirit Hockey happens after the 7:30 news as we make sure you're up to date with all things Saginaw Spirit, as we are your home for Spirit Hockey broadcasts, specifically 100.5 WSGW, as well as being online. And our conversation takes place this morning in a couple of different ways, because we do have a special guest in studio that we will talk to in a moment, tied to an upcoming Spirit Hockey game. And, of course, our updates always come with you, Dylan Clark, voice of Spirit Hockey. You do the broadcasts, and you join us on the phone because the Spirit are in the midst of a lengthy road trip that you're enjoying, Dylan Clark. Good morning to you. Where are you this morning?
Yeah, Charlie, good morning. We're in Barrie this morning. Spirit taking on the Colts here later on tonight. They found themselves in Erie a couple of nights ago, and then we still got Sudbury and North Bay coming up. So we're putting a few miles on the old bus this week.
Since we last talked, we had some interesting developments with the Spirit, including on the ice, real quick. That 9-game losing streak, unfortunately, came to an end, and that overtime loss to the Sioux, that was last Friday. Then at home against Sarnia, Spirit kind of looked flat. And then Tuesday, and I think I heard you and Dennis talking on the broadcast, Dylan, that the game didn't start well for the Spirit against Erie, and you were saying something to the effect of, you know, it's not that we're panicking, but after that 9-game winning streak, now having a couple of games where the team seemed off, you were almost saying it's like you want to see the team, you know, get its chops back as quickly as possible. And then suddenly a 3-1 game that the Spirit were trailing turned into an 8-3 Spirit victory. So whatever motivational speech you gave from the press box or the broadcast worked very well for the Spirit.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those games, like a half step behind. I think, like, Jonathan and I were talking about it in the intermission report. It just, and like that half step, that's what makes the difference more often than not. And, you know, getting on the board in the second period, obviously, That's step number one. Erie comes back, makes it a 3-1 game, and then, like you said, 7 unanswered goals. That's usually, I think that's usually going to be enough to get the job done. And, I mean, the players who are kind of generating the offense, especially in that game, in that interim time as well, I think it was since we last talked, the Spirit went out and acquired Hunter Haight from the Barrie Colts, so he's actually going to be playing his former team here tonight. Not to get too far into the numbers, but, second-round pick by the Minnesota Wild last year, really talented player, struggled a little bit earlier this year with Barrie, 9 points in 20 games. So he comes over, joins the Saginaw Spirit, and in 3 games, 3 goals, 5 assists for 8 points. So the productivity has certainly ramped up here in the last few games. I know this is a player that that this team is really excited to get into this dressing room and onto the ice, and it's paid off so far.
Well, it was nice to get to that victory, again, after a couple of games where the Spirit struggled a little bit because, as you already mentioned, but let's talk about it, you still have 3 more games on the road that you have to take care of. Tonight in Barrie, then Sudbury on Friday, get a little break to travel to North Bay on Sunday. That's an early afternoon game, so still a tough road, but that's part of the OHL hockey schedule.
Yeah, that's just part of the grind. Barrie right now, they're kind of working out some kinks of their own. 6th place in the Eastern Conference right now. 11 wins on the season. They won their last game, but again, over the last 10, it's been kind of a mixed bag of results. So this is Saginaw's first and only trip to Barrie here this season to visit the Colts. So, I mean, it's one of those things. It's a unique opportunity. It's a unique experience because you only get one this season. So you want to make the most of it. And then Sudbury, they're a little farther down the conference standings as well, but as we've kind of talked in the last little bit, they beat the Niagara Ice Dogs 13-2 a few nights ago. So you can put 13 pucks in the net in one given night. That's, you know, that says something about you. And then obviously North Bay, right now, 2nd place in the Eastern Conference. That's going to be the exclamation point on this road trip.
And then the Spirit will return home, ladies and gentlemen. And let's talk about that. And I'm going to talk more about that with our special guest, Dylan, but kind of set us up, because when the Spirit return home on Wednesday, the 14th, it is against Flint, but it's going to be a special game as the Spirit once again tie into the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Wednesday the 14th, 7:05 p.m. puck drop for, you know, we're doing the Gears throwback night, but obviously a little higher up on the priority list, Hometown Heroes night presented by Can Council. And, you know, this is I've only been here for a short while, and out of all the promotional nights so far, this one has certainly kind of piqued my interest the most and really stood out to me. CAN Council obviously dedicated to prevention of the child abuse and neglect, and Yo and Yo CPA is partnering up with them. This is going to be the sixth CAN Council Hometown Heroes Hockey Night at the Dow coming up. So this is going to be one that stands out for sure. And we do have Emily Yeager, who's the president and CEO of CAN Council. She's filling in for me in my studio spot.
and I'll start that conversation with Emily now. Dylan, we appreciate your time as we'll let you get back to your hopefully a little rest you can have as the road trip continues for you and the team. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right, again, Dylan Clark. Yeah, Emily Yeager from the CAN Council. Your game is coming up next Tuesday. Did he say it's next Wednesday? Did he say it's the sixth one that we're doing here?
You got it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, Emily, again, from the CAN Council, first of all, and I think Dylan referenced it, child abuse and neglect, but that's what CAN stands for.
You got it. Child Abuse and Neglect Council, and we are focused on preventing child abuse and neglect throughout Aranac, Bay, Huron, and Saginaw counties.
This is a game that can bring attention to what's going on for the cause of what you're trying to prevent and for what it actually is all about in the first place. It's a tough subject to talk about.
Yeah, it certainly is, but it's important that we talk about it. So I'm grateful for these opportunities to come out and be on the radio and just, keep the conversation going about what it means to keep our kids safe and the role that each of us play in protecting children. The more we talk about it, the more we think about it, the more likely we are to do what's right for our kids.
You are going to be handing, your organization is going to be there. Information, talking to people, what they can do, what they can recognize, how they can help out, how they can volunteer, all those kinds of things.
Absolutely. There will be some CAN Council representatives, and we'll have a booth there for people to learn how to get involved. But it's really a night to honor our hometown heroes. We are going to give 3 awards on ice to our volunteers of the year. Don Wilson, Nancy Tizzaro, and Bob Martin will receive awards on ice. And then, we make it fun for the kids. We have a cape and thunderstick giveaway. You can dress up like your favorite hero and get involved in a parade on ice. I think that's about second period. And then, of course, the throwback jersey auction at the end of the night helps us raise money for our ongoing prevention efforts throughout our region.
For those who want to attend, it will be one of those games where there's going to be a fundraising opportunity, and there's a special fundraising ticket. I think you have the way to get that, don't you, Emily?
Absolutely. So come on out to the game. If you want to come out to the game and support the CAN Council at the same time, you need to buy a special fundraising ticket, and that is available at saginawspirit.net/group sales. There's a special group ID and password. Instead of jotting it down while you're driving, just check out cancouncil.org for all that information, and then we will get $5 from each ticket purchased.
And we'll make sure we put a link up on our Morning Team page, too, so you can check it out that way as well. Let's talk a little bit more about what information do you want to get out, or you hope to get out, that the community understands when it comes to your child and abuse, Child and Neglect Council is all about. Child Abuse and Neglect Council is all about, Emily. I apologize.
That's all right. Hey, listen, I think most importantly, what I like to use these opportunities for is to let people know if you suspect that a child is in danger, please make the call to Michigan Children's Protective Services. It's an 800 number. It's also available at cancouncil.org, 855-444-3911. You can make that call anonymously, and we see children in our centers every day, and very often we wonder, didn't somebody think something was going on sooner, suspect something, that they could have reported it and gotten this child help sooner? So please, if you suspect something's going on with a child in your family, in your neighborhood, in your school, please make that report to Children's Protective Services and let those professionals do their job to figure out what's going on.
Emily, if I were to ask you, is there a definition of abuse?
Boy, it's so broad, and that's a really good point, because what do you look for if it's so broad? But really, I think what it comes down to very often is you get this gut feeling of something's not right here, something's not adding up with a story I'm hearing, whether it's from a child or a caregiver. And if you suspect some danger is present, certainly we would encourage you to make that call, report the abuse. You don't need to know that it's happened to make the report. And if a child is in life-threatening danger, obviously call 911 immediately.
Because I'm thinking, I would think that if it's physical abuse, there might be visible signs. But if you're talking sexual abuse, even a child that could be being mentally abused,
sure,
there's nothing that you would perhaps see. How do you know that, or how are there? You're looking for the signs.
Absolutely. Oftentimes, what it presents as is a child who is either, you know, on one end of the spectrum or another. A child who is super reserved, hesitant about being touched, shies away from affection, or on the flip side, perhaps they're sexually acting out with peers or with adults in their lives. If you feel like, boy, that's not, you know, quote unquote normal, you know, perhaps consider it a little longer, but I wouldn't take too long to consider it, because, you know, if something is going on, the child could be going home to their abusers, that, you know, even that same evening. So things like that definitely are not visible. You know, they're not bruises, they're not marks, so to speak. But if we're in tune with the child's behavior, we can perhaps pick up on signs like that, particularly if we're a daycare professional or a teacher and we're in that child's life more often. A sudden change, a shift in behavior. You know, you go from being the extrovert to someone who's super introverted, isolated, that type of thing. That can be a sign that something is going on at home.
Well, as you said, it's tough to talk about, but needs to be talked about.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Next Wednesday, when the Spirit take on Flint, it is the Hometown Heroes Night. Yo and Yo is helping to sponsor a lot of things that are going to be going on. Once again, how do we get the information and that special ticket that we talked about, Emily?
You know what? I'm going to say go to cancouncil.org. There's a link right from our homepage to get more information about Hometown Heroes and to learn more about the ways to get involved with our organization. We really rely on volunteer support, and there is all the information there to get further involved. No matter how much time you have on your hands or what it is you'd like to be able to do, we'll put you to work.
And again, we'll put a link up, too, to help you out on our homepage, too. Emily Yeager with the CAN Council, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And good luck next Wednesday for the Hometown Heroes Night against Flint. Spirit fans, tune out, not just for the game, but also for the attachment to the community.